You know him from the Smiley Morning Show.
Now he's got his own show. Radio Theology is on ZPL. Here's Pub Pastor Darren.
Well, good morning, Indiana. What's up, everybody? It is Sunday morning. Welcome to Radio Theology. And before we get any further into the show, we got to stop and say happy Mother's Day.
Huh? Yes.
You know what's true about moms, guys?
Huh. What's that?
We all have one.
That's true.
You know, and we didn't come out of an egg, fall out of a tree somewhere. A mom somewhere created us.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's a great mom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's just okay mom.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's got a mom, and we're saying happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. We got some good stuff on deck today on Radio Theology.
Yeah, we do.
Ryan, I believe Jack Johnson's going to make an appearance.
He did. He caught a flight from Hawaii last night. He is in town, and he's got a special Mother's Day song on the ukulele.
Wow. Huge to have Jack with us.
Really nice of him to come
by. It's going
to
be great. Lisa, you've got a letter to your mom, like a little ode to my mom that you're going to read to us.
I am. Yes. Read or blubber through. I don't know.
Hard to
go either way.
There could be tears.
Yep.
It's hard to say before this show is done. Lisa may become a mom of two.
Right.
Hard to say.
Right. Right. I might have the baby just this morning, for fun.
It is progressing quickly.
Quickly.
If the look on your face right now is this look of like excitement slash terror slash I'm not sure what's happening.
Remember that time that Lisa had her baby in the radio studio? Remember that time?
Get some towels and hot water. Anyway, this is Radio Theology. I'm your host, Darren Earlywine, here with Lisa Graff, Ryan Allwart, and producer Katie. And we're going to have a great show. If this is your first time listening to us, this is our first time on at 7 a.m. We used to be on Sunday nights from 6 to 8, but we decided, listen, get up. Let's get up with the sun with you. We're glad that you guys are listening. And welcome to Radio Theology. We'll be with you till 10 a.m.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
Welcome back to Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL. Darren Earlywine here with you with Lisa and Ryan, producer Katie. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
We love you, moms.
Thank you.
If you've maybe this has been a tough mom year for you, just not been momming it up very well. Listen, we still love you.
That's no shame
zone here.
All right.
And so we want to lift your spirits. We're your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music right here on 99.5 ZPL. And if you want to follow us, jump on Facebook, like us, Instagram, all that stuff. The crazy part, guys, we've been on for about 8 months now.
Yeah.
Right? This is our second week, though, on Sunday mornings. Well, I'm shocked by, Ryan, I don't know if this has taken you off guard, how many celebrities have become huge fans of the show?
So many.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, Chris Martin will call in every once in a while from the band Coldplay.
Yeah.
That guy from Germany.
Yeah.
Hans.
Hans from Germany.
Yep. Is a big
That's
fan.
That's great.
I mean, John Bellion's been on the show.
He has been, legitimately. He actually has been on the show. He was our first celebrity guest.
Yeah.
Artist interview.
What I love is now that Jack Johnson is, you know, we didn't know, but come to find out, also big fan of the show.
Huge show.
And when he knew we were doing this whole Mother's Day thing, he was like, I'd like to fly in from Hawaii and come in studio and do a song.
Right.
And Ryan, I guess you and Jack have collaborated, and this is something he wrote for your mom.
He hit me up, and he was like, hey, listen, man, I'd like to write a song, you know. I just got done surfing.
Right.
I picked up my ukulele.
Yeah.
And I'd like to sing this song for all the moms out there. And
right.
We were like, great, let's do it.
Yeah.
So he's actually here.
Yeah, let's bring him in.
Okay.
Jack, come on
in,
buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, here, guys.
Hey, how y'all doing? Okay, this is the Mother's Day song. All my songs, they sound the same. That's because they're all the same. Yeah. I'm Jack Johnson.
Great intro, Jack.
Thank you. It's Mother's Day, let's have some fun. Since she housed you for 9 months. Yeah. Inside her uterus.
Very science, I mean biologically, that's good.
Here we go, dappa-dee-doo and a dappa-dee-dee, celebrating all of you awesome mommies, on Radio Theology.
Oh, thanks for the plug, Jack. That was great, man.
No problem. For 18 years, she made your lunch. Sounds about fair. You take a 2-1 brunch, It's literally the least you could do to thank her. Everybody now.
Right.
And we go dappa-dee-doo and a dappa-dee-dee, celebrating all of you awesome mommies. On Radio Theology. Okay, this one goes out to all the husbands out there. Don't buy your wife any lingerie unless you want to get slapped in the face. Yeah. We all know that gift's for you anyway. For all the moms, stand up and clap. Let them drink wine, then take a nap. Yeah. They haven't slept in for a decade. Everybody, here we go. Then we go da-pa-dee-doo and da-pa-dee-dee. Celebrating all of the awesome mommies. Yeah. On Radio Theology.
Oh. Jack, you nailed that, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm going to go eat some pineapple back in Hawaii now.
All right, man. I mean, Jack, before you go back and get that pineapple, because I know that you love it. I mean, is there anything else you want to add or just maybe a shout out specifically to Ryan's mom, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Kathy Allward. She's great, man. Yeah. I heard she loves to drink Franzia.
Yeah.
And hang out in the hot tub.
Oh, really?
And I can get down with that. That's cool. So, Kathy, if you're listening, Ryan loves you very, very much, and so do I.
Oh, wow.
Aloha.
Wow.
That is so sweet.
You know, all wow. I got my mom for Mother's Day was a Pandora charm for a Pandora bracelet. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a shout-out from, you know, Jack Johnson.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
We are coming down to the wire here on a segment we do each week called This Week in Lisa's Pregnancy.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at Lisa right now, and there's not much more room that this baby can occupy.
The checkered flag is getting reached for.
Yes.
It's like we're coming down here to the last lap.
How many more weeks do you think you have?
Oh, my gosh. I'm hoping days.
Oh.
I'm hoping days. Okay. Yeah. And they're thinking days, too. I'm 38 and a half weeks.
Ooh.
So, you know, you go to 40, so I've got like 10 days left.
If Lisa is not with us next week on air because she is taking care of this brand new baby boy.
I thought we were broadcasting from the room.
Well,
yeah.
There's still time. We can make a game time decision on
that. Oh, man. Hold a leg.
But with that on the horizon, let's see possibly our last segment of This Week in Lisa's Pregnancy.
Radio Theology is on 99.5 ZPL. Now, an update on the ever-expanding Lisa. And you thought she was big before.
Oh, gosh, guys. I don't know if you read my blog this week, but we've been having an interesting week. I had two false alarms. I was at IU North overnight, two nights back-to-back, thinking I was
night?
In labor. No, just a few hours,
okay.
But enough to annoy Ryan and keep him, like,
on his
being
toes.
Super productive on his job.
Yeah, right.
He's like, I'm so tired. I'm like, yeah, sorry.
Done.
Yeah. Look at the belly.
Yeah, yeah. Monday night, I thought, okay, this is it. Contractions, here we go. Rush to the hospital. Nothing.
Huh.
Tuesday night, I think my water broke. Turns out it didn't break. Turns out you can think your water breaks, and really, they're like, it's probably urine.
Did you just pee yourself?
I peed myself. But three times? I don't know. And I'm like, I'm pretty good at
maybe
peeing
you're
myself.
Just kind of,
I'm like,
yeah, I was
going to
say, you've got a great track record
right,
for
I'm
wetting
like,
your own pants.
I think I know. I think I know what that feels like.
Maybe
literally,
you
I don't.
Think maybe you just maybe you sprung a small leak, maybe?
Yeah.
No, they, yeah
did
they,
you deflate at all?
It. No. Heavens no. So,
did you deflate at all?
Yeah, so
that's
I don't
nice
know.
Ask that.
So I learned all sorts of things this week about when I'm not in labor.
Yeah.
And felt really stupid. Like, it's like the walk of shame we did twice. And it's mostly the same staff overnight shifts. So they're like, see you tomorrow. And I'm like,
next time you see me, I'll be having a baby.
Right. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, how does a doctor let you down gently when he's like, no, you just got to go back home pregnant now?
Right. Well, she's like, well, you could walk around for a few hours at 2 in the morning to see if that helps. I'm like, pass.
Yeah.
Go eat some hot wings.
Go to sleep. Yeah. Yeah, but I got the pity pat on the leg. Well, sweetie, you know, that's not really your water. Okay, thanks.
You're like, I've done this before.
Right. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So it was pretty embarrassing, but whatever. But I'm so scared of all the pain that's headed my way that I'm like, let's go. Let's get the epidural before I feel anything. It doesn't work like that. So now I'm resigned myself to feeling at least a certain level of pain.
Do you fear that you're going to be maybe one of those moms that, like, you know, you've got the whole plan to go to the hospital, but then you really have your baby in your bathtub, basically?
Yes, that's
horrifying.
Are you
going to have a car baby?
Yeah. Oof. Any
Ryan
baby
like
that's not
baby.
An epidural baby is my biggest fear
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah, yeah. right.
But who knows, you know. So all of that is making me kind of emotionally on edge all week, and that's been fun. You know, but that's like that's par for the course, too, for this
yeah.
pregnancy. So,
is okay. your baby finally baby-sized or still vegetable-sized?
No, still vegetable-sized. Oh,
man.
We're into the melons now. I think that's our only option left.
Like, vaguely insulting?
He was a papaya right. last week,
papaya.
Which none of us really knew what a papaya looked
no.
like.
And here's another stumper, a winter melon. Okay.
What's a winter,
winter
melon?
I don't
know. I know it's not a watermelon, but I'd beg to differ, right? So, we'll see.
Well, how much of that is actually baby, though?
I don't know. It's 6 to 10 pounds.
Six to ten. That's a window.
That's quite the window.
Gap.
I'm thinking six.
Six.
Hoping. Or
hoping. I'm hoping.
For six.
Wishful thinking.
On Thursday, you're gonna have this baby.
You're gonna name it
your
Darren.
Your little winter melon's gonna come out. You're gonna name it Darren. I think it's great. You're gonna spell it correctly. One R and O. Do we have a name yet that you've announced or no?
I've not announced the name.
But
no.
you have one.
Yes, but we have
we're
one.
We're not announcing.
Ooh,
it.
We're loving it.
Can't
we're excited
wait.
About it. Yeah.
So exciting.
I love it.
Yep.
Lisa, you're going to do a great job.
Thank you.
On Thursday, this baby's going to come out. No problemo.
Yeah. Sleep through the night immediately,
yeah,
too,
exactly.
I'm sure.
Wow,
yeah. Probably walk within the first week.
Yep.
Love it.
She's like, I'm out of this hospital.
We can't wait to meet him. We can't wait to have you in the mix where you can actually, you know, breathe properly right. and make it up the stairs.
Not wet yourself.
Move into the next season of being a mama too. You're going to do a great job with it because you're already doing a great job with this pregnancy
yes.
and with Josie Cat. And we're so proud of you.
Oh, you Aww. Guys. Come on.
You're the best, Lisa.
Keep it up, though.
Now, the Radio Theology Thought of the Night.
The book of Genesis says that God created humanity in his own image. I think that statement can be a little bit confusing. I mean, just look around your world. Do you see anyone who looks like God or even a God? So I don't think it actually means that we physically look like God. The fact that we can't physically see God also poses a little bit of a problem. I think it can be really difficult to get to know someone when you can't see them. But thankfully, God did give us the Bible. And as we read the stories of the thousands of years, God's relationship with humanity, we do get to know him a little bit more. We see his love, his creativity, his loyalty, and forgiveness. But there's something else God has given us to really understand his heart. Moms. That's right, moms. On this Mother's Day, I'm so grateful that God gave us all moms. I mean, he didn't have to, right? He could have created he did create the whole, like, reproduction deal in the first place. But if he wanted to, he could have just had us, like, evolve out of a stew or, you know, instead of having moms, we could just fall out of trees or plants or we could have, like, some weird, like, egg pod. I don't know. God didn't do that, though, right? He gave us moms. And the healthy love of a mother is one of the greatest ways God has given us to know his love. Just think about it for a minute. Think about the sacrifices your mom has chosen just to love you. First and foremost, she risked her very life to grant you yours. I mean, modern medicine being what it is, right? There's still some major risks in conceiving, carrying, and birthing a baby. Just ask Lisa, your mom, right? I mean, she may have nourished you, you know, from her own body, literally taking all the nutrients from her own body so you could live. She sacrificed her sleep, her career, maybe even her figure, her finances, and even her sense of identity so that you could live and know love. I mean, she probably even lost her dignity as you coughed, sneezed, peed, pooped, and probably threw up on her countless times. I know for me, it was my mom who experienced sleepless nights to comfort me when I was sick and to always be there to cheer me on when I succeeded. And it's probably your mom who defends you like a bear and maybe beats your tail when you step out of line. It's your mom who taught you to match your clothes, curl your hair, maybe put on your makeup, maybe even bake a cake. It's your mom who serves as the director of operations for the multifaceted conglomerate known as your family. It's mom packing your snack for soccer games and then sitting in the freezing cold to watch you ride the pine on the football team and then screaming like a crazy person when anyone fouled you in basketball. Now, unlike God, our moms were not and are not perfect in their love. However, it is in their imperfect efforts to love us that they taught us what it means to have the courage and humility necessary to learn to love and forgive ourselves. So, if you find yourself this morning struggling to understand the love of God, you might need to look no further than the healthy love of a mother. Happy Mother's Day, moms. You are the best. And that, my friends, is your Radio Theology Thought of the Morning.